The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to Megan Holiday Part 2. My favorite part of her interview was talking about her continued success with K-Rock 106.7, as well as talking about Billy Shears, who is Paul McCartney's look-alike replacement. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Warriors, come out to play. Warriors, come out to play. Warriors, come out to play.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. That was from my homeboy, Daniel. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the second time, Megan Holiday.
Hey, so good to see you too.
It's been a while.
I know, it's been too long, dude. It's been years. I think I came through before the pandemic even happened. So I feel like it could have been 2018, I want to say, dude. You know what? Cheers. We're both sobes, ginger beer.
How much time do you got there?
I'm going to have 8 years in January. I know.
So shout out to sobriety.
So shout out to sobriety. Is it? So was it off there too? Oh, I just turned it off.
Oh, all
so
right,
shout out to sobriety.
Sobriety's cool.
And then shout out to our homie off the grid, Ryan. He brought you up the other day because we're in Malibu and we're trying to figure out what because I want to figure out what he's gonna do and I'm like you should work in recovery and he mentioned that you had an interest in working in recovery.
Yeah, I absolutely do. Well, first of all, shout out to Ryan. I just adore him so much. He is just the best person, and I watched that whole adventure that you guys went on, which we definitely need to talk more about because that was so cool. And I want to go on the next adventure with you guys.
Ghost hunting? Yeah,
let's go ghost hunting. Let's, find the aliens. You know what I'm saying?
You down to do that?
I'm down, dude. I love that shit.
And I wanted to commend you. We both commended you on your necklace.
Yeah.
And what does that signify?
Okay, so this is Archangel Michael or Saint Michael. And the reason I got this, because I'm not religious. I'm a spiritual person.
Okay. I thought that was like Catholic.
But yeah. But, you know, I the reason I got this was I actually did this cord cutting ceremony with my psychic medium, who I love. Her name's Danielle. She's awesome.
Can we give her?
Yeah. Does she you can like find her on Instagram at Intuitive Angels. And she actually lives in Vegas. So we do it on the phone. But I was having some issues with an individual that I have to see often. And
demonic energy?
Yeah, there was definitely just some kind of weird thing. And so I asked her about this person, and she's like, you have some crazy past life stuff with this guy. And she gave me the scoop, which was like, do you want to hear it?
Yeah, okay, please. Okay, okay. Yeah, you caught my interest.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So basically, this guy, this was like back in like Egyptian times or something like that. And so I guess we were both of royal descent. But I was from another country, so I was not considered as royal as him. I was more of like under him. And so he married me as kind of like a trophy wife situation. And he would kind of use me just to like parade around. But at home, he was like super abusive and would like keep me locked up and blah, blah, blah.
So it's like Game of Thrones, kind of like how they had a...
Yeah, it was gnarly.
You know, the Starks and then this other house.
Yeah.
Combining the houses.
Yeah.
Keep going.
And so she told me all this, and then she's like, listen, we can do a cord cutting ceremony. I'm like, okay. So we do this thing, and basically what I have to do is like go through my imagination of these like... cords, and it was like in my mind when I was imagining it was like tentacles that were like connecting us. It was like all gross. And then Archangel Michael came in and used a sword and freaking slashed.
He slashed
the sword or the cords. And then I did like this thing where I would like, you know, take out the tentacles and like heal the thing, whatever. So after this happened, I bought this pendant on Etsy, and I gotta tell you, the whole vibe is like totally different. It's like just everything. I don't know. The energy shifted.
Can I take a look at it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you you're spiritual in that sense?
Yeah.
So this lady could tell us our past lives?
She can. She just does like general readings, but if you want to go into like past life stuff or even sort of like mediumship connecting with people from the other side, like I've connected with my friend Nick, who passed away, who, you know, died from like a fentanyl overdose, like big contributor.
Rest in peace, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was like such a big factor for me getting sober. But, you know, we've like connected and, you know, she would say things that only Nick would know, like,
oh,
you know what
so
I mean?
There was no BS involved.
No.
It was for real.
It was for real. Yeah, she's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, do you think our past lives, like, dictate what lives we are in now?
I do, actually. I do.
And what gives you that impression?
I just think that I feel like somehow there's, like, different soul groups that you're kind of, like, connected with that you have to work stuff out with, to where, like, because, you know, for example, this individual who, like, by no means I am close with, but that I have to interact with on a daily basis.
You want
to
air him out?
Nah, really.
Okay, that's fine.
We'll just say coworker.
Okay, that's
we'll say
fine.
Coworker.
We'll
leave it at that.
Anonymous.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I don't have any ties to this person really, but someone I have to interact with. And it's like, and then you find out you have all this like crazy past life stuff with them. So I just feel like you have to kind of like work all that stuff out in each life so that you can clear that karma, you know?
So, cause, when we die in this life, we're going to come back as there's going to be a memory wipe.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Totally. Cause
I believe.
Black flash.
Because,
you know?
I believe aliens have the technology to wipe your memory.
Yeah.
And I think souls are involved with the, you know, the aliens, I believe, this is just my hypothesis.
Yeah.
They're certain entity groups, alien entity groups, are intrigued with our souls.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to, you know, I think they're trying to figuring out how to capture when we die, trying to figure out how to capture our soul somehow.
Ooh, that's interesting. That is really interesting.
And I think that maybe somehow it recycles and memory wipe, and then, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's why you said there's past lives, I'm sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, but you want to know what? I really don't want to do another life again. My feeling is like, which I've said, I'm like, I feel like this is my last life. And I've always said this.
How do we do it?
I don't know. But I think here's what it is. We have to just be really good people. We have to try to like mend relationships. You know, like we make amends with people and stuff.
Yeah,
it's like, I think that we have to like do that as much as possible. So there's just no bad juju when we leave this life, if possible. And maybe, yeah. Why does that hurt you? Why?
Because it makes me think of my father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your dad passed away, right?
Yeah. 3 years ago. Yeah. Several years ago. And
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I think he's back. He might have recycled.
Really?
Yeah, because there was a lot of domestic violence, and you know he died
with
the disease of alcoholism,
uh-huh.
And because you're saying that, and I'm with you. I mm-hmm. don't want to.
Yeah,
I'm done.
I'm done too.
I'm done.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want to come back.
Yeah.
I'd rather be. If I were to come back, I'd rather like
be like a lizard.
At least,
a
bird. Or at least where I could fly.
Yeah,
or something.
Okay, that's good.
And then I could die, or another bigger bird could kill me.
Totally.
And then, you know.
And it's a shorter lifespan.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, this is too long for me.
How long do you want to live?
Oh, God. I honestly don't. I mean, look, I think I'd be happy to live somewhere in my 80s if I'm in good condition. Because here's why. If you die too young, then the people who know and love you, they're going to be like, oh, they died so young. And like, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to leave these other people feeling sad. But if you're past 80, then I think people are kind of like, they lived a good life. Like, you know, and we were lucky to have them as long as we did. That's kind of why. But, you know, I think for people like you and I, since we're kind of like down to be like done with all this, I feel like we're going to live.
I know.
Like, we're going to live to like 103, bro.
How do you know that? I feel that too.
I know.
They have this situation.
Yeah,
and
I
don't want to.
I know.
You know, I was just watching. I don't know why this popped up on my algorithm, but remember River Phoenix?
Oh, I'm obsessed. Obsessed.
So it popped up on my algorithm, and I couldn't sleep, and I watched this documentary. Mm-hmm. I didn't know, A, that he died off Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah.
At the Viper Room.
Yeah.
And can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah.
Because I didn't, you know, I didn't know that Joaquin mm-hmm. was actually there, and Joaquin's the one that made the call.
Yeah.
And I know that definitely.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, totally.
Because, I mean, I'm not saying, because they're both very, very talented,
mm-hmm.
but I'm saying, you know, Joaquin looked up to River.
Oh, big time. Yeah.
That's like if my brother died, you know, I can't even imagine.
No.
So, are you obsessed with that story?
I am just obsessed with River Phoenix. Like, I remember seeing Stand By Me when I was like really young and being like obsessed with him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's probably one of the best looking people I've ever seen.
You know what? I was looking at his face too.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a girlfriend, but I paused it and, dude, he was chiseled.
Yeah. He was
like his side profile, like this right here and his nose.
Yeah.
He was almost a combination of like Jude Law and Leo, but like fused into one face.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Joaquin's handsome too in his own
way.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
But
he's
just
so talented. And River was like, he was a musician, and I think he was a deep, like, he really cared about things. Like, he cared about animals and the environment. Like, he came from kind of like a hippy-dippy family.
And then they're part of this religious group, right? Kind
of. Yeah, I feel like it was more like a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not 100% sure on it. But, yeah.
And then one thing that caught my attention, because I know there might be a conspiracy, but in this documentary, some musician guy handed him this cocktail with
in the drink.
Yeah.
And then, I was surprised that it was like in a drink. That's where I was like, what?
Yeah. Because we know, I mean, kind of like, you know, like that takes effort to do something like that. It's not like here's a joint. They had to like extract this stuff. You know what I mean?
I know. Was it a speedball that they put in
thinking.
The drink?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was a combination of heroin and cocaine. Yeah, it was like something like that.
And then plus whatever he was already on that night. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
right.
Which he was probably already doing stuff like drinking at least and probably doing some uppers. Because, you know, he basically became a drug addict. Like,
was it bad?
I think it was pretty bad. And he would clean up for a bit when he would do movies and stuff. And then I think he would go down that dark road again. Like, there's a weird interview, which may have been in the documentary, where he has sunglasses on. And you can just tell he's fucked up. And he's really pissed off at the world. And, you know, I think it just, you know, he just didn't handle the fame super well, which it's so hard.
How do you prepare for something like that?
I don't know that you can.
Yeah.
And he was a big star. Like, he was
really was going to be like James Dean, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yep, absolutely.
Big.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How old was he when he passed?
God, I don't know. I don't think he was part of that 27 club.
Chelsea, can you look that up real quick?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm thinking 27.
Was it 27?
I'm guessing.
Yeah, I
kind of
think it might have been. He was young, though. Yeah.
And then what about Kirk?
23. Oh, my God.
Oh, he was a young
That's
buck.
Horrible. Yeah.
To think.
And everything that he accomplished up to that point, like.
Oh, my God.
You know
God.
What I mean? So many movies he put out, and, like, he was just.
Yeah.
Doing so
Did you
well.
See My Own Private Idaho?
Yeah. That movie's a trip.
And that's a Gus Van Sant.
Yeah,
Keanu.
Uh-huh.
Can you describe to the viewers what that movie was kind of about, like, briefly?
Well, here's my memory of it. I watched it many, many years ago. But I can tell you that River Phoenix's character had narcolepsy.
Mm-hmm.
So he would pass out at strange places. And his buddy, Keanu Reeves, would kind of look after him, take care of him. And they were basically male prostitutes, right? Like male.
They were males of the night.
Males of the night. Yeah.
Not ladies of the night. Males of the night.
Males of the night.
And
that's pretty much all I can remember.
There are some weird aspects of that movie. Remember that one man that picked River and he was obsessed with being clean?
Oh, yeah. And the gloves? Were there gloves? Yeah, rubber gloves.
Yeah, that was so weird.
Oh, yeah. There was some weird scenes.
So definitely check that movie out.
Mm-hmm. And then was River Phoenix in love with Keanu Reeves? Wasn't that kind of what it was? And then Keanu had like a girlfriend, though.
Yeah, they had like a bromance. And this was before like Brokeback Mountain days.
Yeah.
This was like back. This is like
pre Brokeback Mountain.
But that didn't bother me, though, because they're both so, I don't know, because, you know, Keanu's,
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Point Break. I mean, this is, I mean, and I heard Keanu's like actually like a normal guy,
yeah,
too.
Oh my God. I hear the most wonderful things about that man.
Me too.
You know? And I'm just like, oh, I want to meet him.
I heard he rides the subway.
Yeah, I know. I see all that stuff on Instagram. Yeah. You know? And then it's like he became a meme. Do you know where he was like sitting outside of a bakery or something eating a sandwich, and it like became this whole meme of like sad Keanu.
But really,
he was just like, he like was on a talk show and he's like, I was just hungry and I went in and I got a sandwich. It was just like chilling, like eating a sandwich. Like he's
a musician, right? Like Dogstar's back. I think they performed at Amoeba.
They did, and then I think they did a couple shows at Troubadour or the Roxy
recently.
Yeah, and they're playing some shows. Like they put out, I think, a couple new songs at least, and they're gonna be playing shows. So
what kind of music, like, are you still involved with music? Because last time you were here we kind of already went through the radio
I mean, I still work in at K-Rock, you know, still on K-Rock 90, every day 2 to 6 p.m.
and then say the diet what 90
oh 106.7
oh, 106.7
yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And is there a specific show that kind of music? Alternative?
It's pretty much anytime you're listening to like mainstream radio now, you're just hearing a mix of the same songs. So yeah, it's just alternative rock from, you know, the 90s, thousands, and today, you know.
Do you play Taylor Swift at all?
No. It's all alternative rock.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm sorry. Do you remember a guy named Rodney Bingenheimer?
Of course, yeah.
Rodney on the Rocks?
I actually got to work with Rodney, like, very briefly. And I remember I was, like, super excited to meet him and everything. Mm-hmm. And then it was definitely really sad when he was kind of like let go. But Rodney is on Sirius XM.
Is he really?
Yeah, so he still has his show.
Can you explain how big of an icon he was? Like, there's a documentary called Mayor of Sunset Strip.
Yes, Mayor of Sunset Strip, yeah,
so
which is
he
really good.
Was,
I don't even know how long he was on K-Rock, but I would say he was maybe the longest running jock. Possibly.
He broke bands
and he was on late at night. So it would be, you know, Rodney on the Rock, and he would play everything and anything, stuff that wasn't even
the Ramones
out yet. Yep.
David Bowie demos. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right?
Oh yeah, he kind of like handed a lot of bands their careers in a lot of ways. And he, you know, this was at a time when DJs got to actually pick their own music. You know what I mean?
Now it's programming.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. So, and he's just like this really sweet, like, little, you know, he doesn't have a radio voice. And if you used to listen to Kevin and Bean in the morning, they would always, you know, make fun of him, make fun of his little voice and stuff. Yeah. But it's like, but in a way, it's like, I love.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That kind of banter in a way, because it would make people aware of Rodney, if anything. You know, and Yeah, he was just a total legend. And I remember he would walk into the station because I used to work at night, mm-hmm. and he would come on after me, and he would walk into the station with his little crates of CDs, like a bunch of crates with all these CDs stacked up. You know, he was still just picking whatever he wanted to play.
He was a small guy.
Yeah, small guy.
Wasn't he like the double of the guy from the Monkees?
And he
was down with Sonny and Cher, took him in.
Yeah.
Dude, that documentary.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
They took him in. That's right.
So he was in all these music videos back in the day, like Mamas and the Papas.
Oh.
And he was like Sonny and Cher took him in. And then he was like the body double of the dude from the Monkees.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's so funny,
dude. That documentary is one of the best documentaries I've really seen.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it for a long time, so there's stuff that I've definitely forgotten about. But
what a crazy life. What happened? It's so sad.
I know. Well, even now, it's like honestly, I feel like there should be a GoFundMe started for him because
he should be.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I think even still, it's a struggle. You know what I mean?
They did him wrong, kinda.
You know.
And his homeboy copped his hustle.
Yeah.
Started a show to compete with his show,
mm-hmm.
and he's the guy that discovered this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he alive?
Oh yeah, he lives in Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah, he goes to Cantor's Deli all the time. And he works at Sirius.
Well,
yeah.
Good. Well, at least he's working.
Yeah, he's working.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just hard to say how much money anybody makes in this industry anymore. You know what I mean? What you can really survive off of, I guess, you know.
Is it just advertisers? There's got to be advertisers and
mid-rolls. I don't know how it works at Sirius. I never have worked there, so I don't know what it's like.
He's got to make some kind of.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But how long you been at K-Rock?
My sobriety date's January 13th. And then I started working at K-Rock in the March after I got sober. So mm-hmm. It'll be 8 years for me in March that I've been at K-Rock, which is really a trip. It doesn't feel like that, you know.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. Is it still satisfying, going there and playing the music? And
yeah, I mean, I think with any job that you do repeatedly, it ebbs and flows. It's like mm-hmm. sometimes you are super into it and you're having a good time, da da da, you're in the flow, and then other times you're just kind of like, oh, it's Groundhog Day, I'm bored, but I think at the end of the day, when I break it down, I'm just like, my job is to just suit up and show up, play songs, talk in between them, talk to listeners on the phone, hook up people with tickets, you know,
mm-hmm.
be grateful for this job that people would kill for. You know what I mean?
Do you think your sobriety has helped you in the workplace? Like being of service and showing up on time?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
So it's completely kept you on the straight and narrow?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's changed everything, you know, because I had lost my career, you know, in radio previously from my drinking and using.
Addiction, yeah.
And I remember pulling in to the parking structure 2 minutes before I was supposed to be on the air. It was, you know, I had no level of respect for what I was doing, you know, before that time.
So you took it for granted.
Yeah, it was. I think I just took everything for granted. I think I just didn't give a fuck about anybody or anything. I was just doing what I was doing, and that was it. You know.
Yeah. Would you be open to like I mentioned before? Because
mm-hmm.
I was thinking about our homie Ryan.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you that.
I was we're driving. I go because we're trying to figure out what his next move is. I'm like, dude, you should work in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why don't you? Because you have kind of, you know, you could you have contacts, right, within the sober
community.
Yeah,
I definitely have I definitely think I know a lot of people within the recovery community and stuff. And I did found a nonprofit this year.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah. What's the name of it? It's not launched like whatsoever. It's called Life of the Party. And basically it's Narcan distribution on the level of, you know, being out at festivals and different large gathering and events of being able to just get Narcan out into the world. And we're actually doing something right now with USC. I don't know how much I can even talk about this, but they're kind of going to help us,
okay,
you know, in figuring some things out, which is great.
Yeah.
And I don't know where it's going to go. The whole thing came together in such a crazy way. I never really thought I was ever going to start a nonprofit, but I, like I said earlier, you know, with my buddy Nick dying from fentanyl, the first person I knew who ever died from it, you know, and then now seeing this massive epidemic that's going on, and it's just horrible.
It's crazy.
I mean, and you have like, you know, a 15-year-old kid just, you know, is experimenting and takes a Xanax for the first time or a Vicodin, and they don't know that it's a pressed pill, and they're gone. And so it's like, this is not just affecting addicts, this is affecting everybody.
Oh yeah.
You know, and people should be able to experiment with drugs. They should be able to do that. There's nothing wrong with doing that, you know. And so I just think the fact that there's not safe ways to use drugs anymore is just insane. And
yeah,
you know, it's
because it could be in a pill form, it could be in
your meth. I mean, anything.
Yeah.
Of course,
yeah, my homie almost OD'd, you know, on it. He was on here, my homie Sean, and it was, you know, I don't know how like detailed we got into it, but yeah, he almost straight up OD'd on that.
Oh my god. How did he get out? What happened?
Cuz he got so pissed. What saved him is I think his anger, because he was so mad at the dude that burned him.
Oh.
That his adrenaline was, you know, you know, but he was not, you know, because once I can only, I'm just kind of I'm just guessing, like, mm-hmm, when you start nodding off, and I think once you go to sleep, you're done.
Yeah. And well, because you just completely stop breathing. Yeah,
his adrenaline was competing,
oh,
like,
my God,
against that, because he was like, I want to get this fool, you know, I want to get this dude, I want to get this dude, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, yeah,
well, that's so lucky.
Yeah,
you know, thank God. But it's another reason why it's like, we have to normalize people just having Narcan everywhere, have it in your house, like, got to be in your, you know, just have it in your medicine cabinet, in your car. Like, people just need to, like, have it around. Because say your friend was still alert enough, but he knew he kept nodding out or whatever.
Oh,
he could, like, hit himself with Narcan and know for sure he was going to be okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
he dodged a bullet that night.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's such and just that whole epidemic, it's just like the way it got into the States and, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I don't want to get into conspiracy. You know,
yeah, I know. I'm
and all
you.
That.
I
but,
know. But,
yeah,
but I know.
But there's, yeah, you know, there's, yeah, like, I guess, you know, like, you know, people's estimation on how it got over,
mm-hmm,
here. But going back to, like, spirituality and, like, past lives, does that ward off, like, bad energy or like evil spirits? Do you believe in any of that stuff?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Like demonic stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there are a lot of energies and entities within our world. And I think it's really important. Like, you know, I like to meditate. And when I do, I try to imagine like a shield of white light energy just
to protect,
like,
you.
To protect me, you know, mm-hmm, because you just don't know. And if you think about it, everything in life is vibes, you know. You walk, ooh, into a room and it's a different vibe, and you go into a grocery store and it's a different vibe. And, you know, it's like people act like everything in life comes from, like, speaking words to other people, but that's really only like 5% of what is being communicated is through words. Like, there's like body language, there's energy, and you can feel it when someone has bad energy towards you. Like I was saying, like, whether it's with coworkers or, you know, like if something's going on with a friend of yours, and you can feel it. You know, and it's like something that'll be tugging at you. You,
mm-hmm,
know, when you walk into a room and you feel like, oh, this person hates me. Oh my God, like, I gotta get away from here. You know, and I think the people discount that a lot.
Yeah.
So it's like everything is energy because of quantum physics anyways.
Yeah, for sure. And like a lot of going back to the aliens and stuff, a lot of them don't even communicate. They telepathy. Yeah. They don't even have to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you one instance where I went to the I had a pink eye and I needed to get drops. And the dude there. I'm not going to air him out.
Okay.
But you know what he did? Like, cause I had my prescription and I gave it to him and it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh, this is not in our system. Like he was like,
it's like fucking with you.
Yeah. Cause then I went to the other pharmacy there and they got, they're like, a common thing. But then I got, it's like every time I go to the grocery store now I see him.
Oh.
And it's like,
weird vibe. Yeah, because
I could tell that, we're not on the same,
what
I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
But he did, I don't want to make it a conspiracy, but I'm just saying I could feel that energy, mm-hmm. like, oh, this fool don't like me.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I want to make it right, but it's just like, there's something, how with some people you just don't. There's something that
1,000%
you're not clicking with them. But in our thing, what we're trying to, through our program, we got to try to like clean our side of the street. Mm-hmm. And I try, but there's a part of me that still, I don't like him.
Yeah. Well, in that situation though, what is your side of the street to keep clean? You haven't done anything wrong.
I mean, dude, my eyes, they're puffy.
Yeah. You had pink eye. You wanted your prescription. I mean, you didn't do anything wrong. So, but here's the other thing that we have to, we have to remember. It's like with the four agreements, don't take anything personally.
Right.
And that's hard, dude.
Go over those agreements again. I remember the book and everything.
Okay. So it's, always do your best.
Uh-huh.
Don't take anything personally. Uh-huh. You might have to look.
Can you look up the four agreements?
Be impeccable with your word. And what they mean with it being impeccable with your word, it's not like saying I'm going to be where I tell you I'm going to be. It's like saying that your words cast spells. So the way that you talk about yourself, you don't want to just be like, oh, I'm such an idiot. Like you don't want to talk like that. You want to be really impeccable with everything that you say.
But the word, that thing that caught my attention mm-hmm. is
casting spells. Because
words are powerful.
Yeah.
Like there's.
Well, there's always like
energy
spelling,
behind it.
Right? Casting spells. It's like spelling,
Yeah.
So
even like, how a lot of like heavy metal bands, they would do things backwards and they would say, you hear Satan or something. So there's stuff like where you could cast like verbal sigils to people or.
Yeah.
That's why lyrics are kind of.
Yeah.
Like even the Beatles did some, they had some weird things going on with their music.
But, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that they were putting any subliminal messages in there.
Yeah, but me and Mariah were talking on Sgt. Pepper's,
mm-hmm.
Aleister Crowley's on their cover.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's so many weird people on
and
that cover.
Like, that's not just a coincidence.
Mm.
I mean, one of them dudes was like, I don't know which one of them, but, mm-hmm. They probably got that knowledge.
Yeah. I also just feel like the Beatles like to do a lot of things for shock value, though.
Really?
I really do. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just can't see them dabbling in that dark stuff. The only one I could see doing that would be John Lennon.
I think it was I think it was John.
Yeah. He's the only one that would be interested, I think, in that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was the weirdo. He was kind of a weird one.
Yeah, he was curious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, George was more curious in the Eastern philosophies. And I'm obsessed with George Harrison right now.
Why is that?
You got to listen to his album, All Things Must Pass.
Yeah.
Because that album has like gotten me through the last like handful of years because it's just like all things must pass, And that song is like, it's so beautiful.
What about Paul?
I like Paul.
There's a conspiracy about him.
I know.
Okay, so I don't want to make this a conspiracy. But dude, Instagram.
Okay, wait, really quick. What's the fourth agreement? What's the fourth?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new One Pan Assemble and Bake Meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Said that one. Don't make assumptions. Yeah, see? And that, so really quick, that ties in with, like, we can't just assume that, you know, that guy hates you. And if he does hate you, well, who gives a shit?
You're right.
You bring up something to him that bothers him, and that's his fucking problem.
You know what? I'll be,
you know,
I'll just
and get... you know what you do when next time you see him? Hey, man, how you doing?
No, I don't do
you
that.
You can't do that?
No,
oh, man.
I do. I cast spells, too.
You do? Yeah, so yeah. You're thinking you're talking shit in your mind.
I do.
Yeah, I get it.
I do. I say I things under my breath.
Oh, you do.
Yeah. I shouldn't do that, though.
Yeah, well, it's just
you know what? I apologize.
Here's why. It's just a waste of your energy.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like, fuck him. I, you know, kill him with kindness.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guy. You know? Hey, right. Buddy. You know?
Or maybe I'll bring him a gift or something.
Bring him on the podcast and hash it out.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe. But, okay, because I don't want to let this go as far as Paul.
No, okay.
So, according to, I saw something where...
I watched the whole documentary.
Oh, you did? Okay, where there's a lookalike. He's got a doppelganger.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney really died, according to this conspiracy theory,
yes.
on this certain date.
Yep.
And there's a lookalike that's
from
been
a contest.
That's been posing
yeah.
as Paul McCartney the
Ever
whole
since.
Time. And what's his name? Can you look
oh,
that up?
Oh, yeah. It's in the song. Oh, my God. I can't believe I don't know this.
But he looks exactly like him.
Yeah, I know.
And I heard that because I kind of believe in clone, like there's like cloning centers
too,
you know, because I've seen those conspiracies.
William Campbell
Billy Shears.
So they're saying that Paul really died and the
guy
took his spot is really Billy Shears.
But what's so hard for me to believe about that is like, did Billy Shears, was he just a really gifted musician as well? I mean.
No, because there's a thing I think on They're trying to they have these vocal stems where now they're trying to, I think it's on like iTunes, there it's like this documentary where they're trying to do this new song with Paul's old vocals. So that
makes
sense because Shears doesn't have to go in the vocal booth because they have Paul's old like stems.
No, but think about all the music that Paul has made over the years. I mean, you know, because when the real Paul McCartney died, that was like
when was
like 68 or 60, you know, early 60s. And then think about solo Paul McCartney. I mean he's still touring, you know. So
is he?
Yeah.
So Billy's doing it?
I don't know.
With the vocal coach.
And, but I mean, did he learn to play all these instruments then? You know?
Yeah, but with technology.
No, he's really.
Milli Vanilli literally had a career with, remember, until the thing skipped, the CDR skipped.
Can you believe the CD? My number.
Yeah.
I feel so bad. It's so funny. I just watched that the
other day.
That's
a concert, and they were just
I know.
Yeah,
I'm
so
thinking.
You're saying, yeah, you
they
can get
so
away
many
with it.
So many people happy, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I used to really kind of buy into the Billy Shears like conspiracy thing.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I mean, the only thing that I could think of is that Billy Shears just happened to be a really great musician and songwriter.
Yeah.
But for that to be maintained for so long.
Yeah.
Just seems so difficult, you know? And I don't know.
Do you think he's getting paid good money? You got it. I mean, that's an investment.
Whether it's Billy Shears or Paul McCartney, yeah, that fool is rich as fuck.
So he's chilling.
He's chilling.
God, forever. I wish I could have a gig like that.
I mean, his great-great-grandchildren will be chilling. Set. Yeah.
So did you hear about the one with, like, not Rihanna. Oh, Eminem. There's a thing about Eminem, too, they have, like...
Don't even tell me yet.
Yeah.
Because to me, like... I love Eminem.
I do too. Shout out to Eminem.
Yeah, Eminem's the shit. Yeah, sobriety too. But
recovery.
Like, his face looks different to me now.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it doesn't look like him at all anymore.
That's what I'm saying. There's a conspiracy where his whatever the clone took his spot.
Okay.
And
Eminem's hiding out. Yeah. Chilling. Okay.
Yeah. Can I tell you even a worse conspiracy?
Yes.
Because me and Ryan were talking about this driving to Topanga. I believe the world ended in, you know, when the Mayan calendar, mm-hmm. like 2012.
Yeah.
I think something happened.
Okay.
With the Mandela effect.
I
think that what happened is the world really ended.
Uh-huh.
And we got shifted to another
timeline. Okay.
And we just got jumped to another timeline. Mm-hmm. That's why it's like all.
But then why aren't we on the timeline with the real Eminem?
Well, I think with that stuff, with the cloning centers and stuff, I think that. It's so, like, and I think that aliens are involved with that, too, with the technology and, the tubes and stuff. Mm. And, like, you know how a lot of alien greys, they'll abduct cows and humans.
Okay.
And because they could wipe out your memory, too.
Yeah, totally.
And they could easily duplicate a human. And
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Probably, yeah.
Because that would suck if I were to die and they're like, oh, you got to come back and it's just me again. I'm like, well, at least can I pick a different?
Well, no, it wouldn't just be you again. It'd be a whole new.
But I wouldn't want my consciousness put in a.
Well, it will be, but you'll still be wiped, but it'll be your consciousness in there. Because, like, your whole consciousness, it is in there. But you have very limited capacity to reach all of it, you know?
So go back to Eminem's facial structure.
Okay, and here's the other thing, is that Eminem really can't do it like he did. You know
what
I'm saying?
With his rapping and stuff?
Yeah, and even with performing live, I feel like he's so uncomfortable doing it, and I think he's had to, like, kind of lip sync through some things. But also, that can just happen from getting older and from not being young and fucked up and kind of losing your confidence in a way.
And
the face thing.
But how could the doppelganger learn how to rap like Eminem?
But if it's a clone.
Oh, because that's the alien technology can implant those raps into his head.
I guess.
Because I think even Rap God, mm-hmm. I think there's a meaning behind that. Well, maybe like he is a rap, like his doppelganger is kind of like a rap god because with the alien stuff mm-hmm. in him now, where he could just conjure up these like multi-syllabic raps and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
And then now with even like with, what's that, Chad, whatever, where they could duplicate your voice.
Like AI.
The AI. Uh-huh. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
They have so many sound bites of Eminem anyway, and so they could put those vocal things in the robot.
Yeah.
Is whatever.
But is it a robot? If it's a clone, then it's a
biological entity.
So it's like that biological entity could have the same ability of rapping because if it's an exact clone.
What are you saying? So are you saying that it could possibly be a clone like Blade Runner, like the
look? I feel like
synthetics.
Anyone that may be watching this, maybe like Megan Holliday or a kook, whatever. I don't care, but anything's possible to me.
Me too.
And since, you know, I did notice, like, I've literally, like, looked, zoomed in on pictures of Eminem, but then I also have to be like, okay, rationality. Maybe he got some work done. Maybe he's just aging, and this is how he's aged, you know?
So, to clear this up, hit me up on my IG.
Shit, dude. Marshall Mathers LP for life.
Clear it up here on the Stevie Weeby Show. Yeah, let's talk it out.
Yeah, let's hash it out.
We'll go through
I'll
your
be
whole...
here, too. I won't even be on the show. I'll be there.
Holler at me.
Yeah.
We're a fan of your work.
Dude, I love Eminem.
I do, too.
Like, when I need to get into kind of just, like, a mode.
Yeah.
Like, I will throw on Eminem. But what I really like to throw on is the Chronic 2001.
Oh, yeah.
That's,
so,
like,
shout out to Dr. Dre.
Dude. Okay, but also, hang on, Dr. Dre.
What if he's
not gonna
what
like
if he's
this.
A clone, too?
Well, dude, how come...
Because he's looking different,
come,
too.
I know. But how come he... And how come he can't fucking make shit anymore, either?
Because...
Did you watch the Defiant ones?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I saw maybe the first part of the series.
So, like, there's a part in that where he, like, sits down to kind of, like, try to, like, write, like, flow and, like, do some shit. And it's like... And he can't. Like, he doesn't
have... Who, Dre?
Yeah, Dre doesn't have... He doesn't have it anymore, you know? But I know that that also can just happen as you get older, you know? You just... Mm. You don't have that same spark. It's like, certain things just happen in a time, you know? I
well,
don't
it's
know.
Hard to get up when you have satin sheets, you know?
Yeah, I'll say.
He's not at the Rocky Balboa eating egg yolk phase.
Can I just tell you right now?
Yeah.
I just watched Rocky Balboa for the first time 2 nights ago.
What did you think about it? Did you get
How
emotional?
How the fuck are you bringing that up right now?
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Because you want to know why?
Yeah. What's your sign then?
Libra.
Okay, we're both Virgos in here.
Oh, I love Virgos. Virgos and Libras are
Yeah. Okay.
We're cool. Don't worry. We're cool.
So
yeah.
We didn't mean to scare you with the conspiracy theories.
Okay, wait. But, Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so Rocky Balboa. I really the scene that really kind of resonated with me is when he got a chance for the prize fight with Apollo Creed, and they gave him a shot, and because Mickey was getting older, and then he started, because they treated him bad at the gym, mm-hmm. remember?
Yeah.
Remember, they cleared out his locker, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but then...
Well, that's the original Rocky, yeah.
Yeah, but then when, remember, Mickey goes to his apartment?
Yeah.
And
yes.
Then that scene.
Yes.
I got emotional.
Uh-huh.
Because that's like, well, where were you back then? Now you want to fuck with me because I'm getting the shot?
Yeah. Well, and did you watch the Sly documentary recently?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you got to watch it because they talk about that exact scene.
What do you mean Sly in the Family Stone?
No, Sylvester Stallone. That's his nickname. Sly.
Sly Stallone.
Yeah. So there's a new documentary that came out and he's talking about that exact scene. And originally, in that scene, it was like, I don't think that there was going to be a redemption. It was like, he was just going to be pissed at Mickey, you know, like, fuck you. You didn't help me before. But he said what the redemption was is that he then realized, no, like, I got to do the right thing. And he ran downstairs and he ran after Mickey, you know, and he grabs him.
Oh, at the end of the scene.
At the end of the scene.
When it cuts away.
Yeah, you're right.
And it was like...
Talk about, like, keeping your side, like, taking the high road, really, you know?
You're And you know what I like about that scene? Because there's a time lapse where he doesn't do it right away. He's yelling. He's still yelling and venting in his apartment.
Yeah, totally. As Mickey's going down the stairs.
Because Mickey has his head down. Yeah. And then you're right. Mm-hmm. That hits home.
And then he goes after him and he's like, no, it's okay.
And then he hugs him. He hugs him.
Train me, you know?
God, there's something that was so nostalgic and great about those first. I like the first three or four Rockies.
So you know what's funny? I can't even believe it. You're bringing all this up because I was like telling my boyfriend like a month ago, I'm like, dude, I'm like, I've never seen Rocky.
I know.
I was like, I've never seen
it. You haven't seen two yet?
Dude, I just watched the first one about a month ago. And then we just watched Rocky Balboa like two nights ago.
Oh, that's like five or six.
Yeah, I know, but it was okay to skip ahead.
Yeah, it's fine. But watch two.
I will. I mean, I'm hooked now. I love it. I absolutely love these movies. They're incredible.
Yeah, because one, he's an unknown.
Uh huh.
You know, just a guy at the gym.
Right.
And but then two, it's almost like because Apollo's kind of pride gets in the way, like. Because he knows, like, did I really win that fight?
Oh, yeah. So he wants to make sure.
Yeah. This one's going to be
the real fight. Totally.
So I think actually one and two are the bangers.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I got to watch two.
That's so weird. So what made you want to, just out of nowhere, you want to see Rocky?
Yeah. Because I watched the Sly documentary. I can't believe I've never watched Rocky.
You know, he wrote those.
I know, and directed.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
He's a talented guy.
Well, and you want to know what? You know how he talks all
Adrian.
He has that disability from birth. It's a fucking disability. Like, his mom went into labor when she was on the bus or something. The way he talks, it was from being paralyzed right there. So this whole time, everyone's making fun of him, and he was like born with this, thing. Like,
did you see First Blood? Rambo First Blood.
I've never seen any Rambos.
You haven't.
No.
You haven't seen Rambo First Blood.
Never seen Rambo.
If you like Rocky,
yeah,
you have to watch First Blood. Okay. It's a must. It's probably one of my all-time favorite movies of all time.
Oh, my God.
Of all time.
Okay. I'm internalizing that deeply.
Do you know some of those movies where a decade could go by, a week could go by, and you could just put it on?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
It's like time never passed.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's one of those movies.
Okay.
Where you could just... There's only a few of those.
Yes.
Like the original Karate Kid's one of them for me. Rambo First Blood is one of them. Like Goodfellas is one of them.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe the first half of Saving Private Ryan is one of them. There's certain ones. No Country for Old Men is one of them. Yeah. There's certain ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of them.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's like they're timeless.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I think, because, in my family, it was like, my mom will never see Rocky in her entire life.
Why?
Do you know what I'm saying? She's just not, my mom or dad just will, they'll never see those movies ever.
But that's her era.
Yeah, but she's just not interested. But she's just not interested in that kinds of things. So there were a lot of movies that I missed out on because they never entered our home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now I get to discover them.
What are some of your favorite movie, like the ones that are classic in your mind?
Oh, man. It was like the movies that were coming into my house were like, Forrest Gump. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie.
Dude, that's a good movie.
I'm somewhere where only cable is available, okay? I'm in a hotel, and there's only cable available.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm scrolling through, and Forrest Gump is on. I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it on the channel.
Are you a Tom Hanks fan?
I am. I like him.
There's a conspiracy about Tom Hanks, too.
I know it.
Okay, so one last one.
Okay.
So there's one where, according to this conspiracy... He died too.
He died too? I don't know this one.
I think so.
He didn't die. This is like
he was in charge. He's a part of this group
the pedophilia.
Kinda.
Should I not say
maybe.
It? Oh, sex trafficking? What is it?
Well, he was a part of this group where this one guy knew about them, and he was a part of, like, getting rid of this person or something like that.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to spread disinformation. Look, but, you know, that's probably not true.
We are talking about conspiracy theories that exist. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
There was something weird also during, like, with the COVID thing, him being in Australia. I remember that being tied in as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of think in some ways these conspiracy theories are just kind of fun to rattle around in your brain.
Yeah, maybe he's.
But I
don't want to believe it because Tom Hanks.
I don't want to believe it either.
Yeah,
because
I grew up with Tom Hanks.
Me too.
I don't want to, you know, I mean. Splash, Big, mm-hmm. Saving Private Ryan.
Can I throw one in there?
Yeah.
That Thing You Do.
I haven't seen that one.
Girl, have you?
What?
You guys, come on.
When was that released?
Okay, it came out in the 90s. And it was like a Tom Hanks kind of brainchild. Like, it's basically about a band who form. Yeah. And the soundtrack, you know, and the song. And they come together as a band. It's kind of the rise and fall of a band. And Tom Hanks, yeah, write this down. Tom Hanks plays their manager. So he's not in the movie a ton. But
say it again.
It's called That Thing You Do. Oh, how about this Tom Hanks movie? Catch Me If You Can. So good. He's been in so many.
That Thing That You Do.
That Thing You Do. Yeah.
Okay.
I like in Catch Me If You Can when he's like in the car.
Yeah.
And he's like, knock, knock.
Who is it?
He goes, go fuck yourself.
Okay. Isn't Leo in that too?
Oh yeah. Leo's, I mean.
Wait, the way you said that. I mean. He's on top of his game right now.
He's on top of his game.
Have you seen
that movie? Too.
Have you seen the Killers of the Flower Moon?
No. Is it good?
I just bought it. I just watched it the other night. Yeah.
Because why is it getting so much like? Aren't people saying that it's not that great?
I liked it. It's
okay,
just
and with,
long.
With Robert De Niro?
Yeah.
Okay. It is?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I liked
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. So you're saying Leo's on top of his game.
He's
again,
a good.
Right now.
His acting's real good
yeah,
in that.
He's really fucking good.
He's got like the Southern thing going on.
Okay.
Yeah. He's really good.
He's just fantastic. Yeah. Everything he does. Yeah. Everything he does. But Catch Me If You Can. That's a movie I can watch over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm,
it is
mm-hmm.
so fun. I love a con artist. I love a con artist
Why
movie.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it is just so awesome how you can honestly convince anybody of anything if you are confident enough. Yeah. See, I don't know.
Inventing Anna?
Yeah. About, what's her name? Anna. I know we've all forgotten already, but yeah, the New York con lady, British kind of accent. What's her name? But that was a good one because I don't know. It's so crazy to me that
yeah.
you can really convince people to do just about anything for you,
right?
You know, if you just
with
I
like
mean,
mind control or something. Or
no, I honestly just think it's confidence because people. People want to believe other people and
yeah.
they want to believe that they're being told the truth.
Yeah.
They just do.
Yeah.
I mean, look at politicians. That's how politicians get elected and just in general.
And they're
know?
The
every,
biggest and they're
every,
the biggest cons.
They're the biggest con artists, you know? But people are looking people so badly want to believe you know,
yeah.
the people are good and what they're telling them is true.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm obsessed with like psychology and criminal
yeah,
psychology
absolutely.
And interrogations, mm-hmm. how these people like it's such a mind game.
Oh, yeah.
The way they try to trick the police
mm-hmm.
and then, the, you know, and then.
And then how the police trick them.
Oh, they're,
know?
They're,
cr-
they, they do some
doing.
Mind
yeah,
games.
They sure do.
There's different techniques they
yeah.
use.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's incredible.
Time flew by.
Is it? What time is it?
It's already an hour. Has passed.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's gnarly.
So, when So with Ryan and I and you, we got to do maybe do another like a vlog or something.
Oh, my God. I would love that. Oh, yeah.
We could go somewhere.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm so down. Yeah.
I want to do some just some paranormal. Maybe we could go to an alien convention.
Yeah.
Maybe Chelsea could film it or something.
Oh, yeah. Chelsea, I'm down for any and all of that. And like a, yeah. Just a final word on Ryan just being the fucking best.
Yeah. You got to.
He is one of the genuinely kindest people. He's pure. Mm-hmm. He's always, like, believed in me and supported me and mm-hmm. just been, like, a cheerleader. And he's mysterious, but also it's like you feel close to him and far at the same time, if that makes sense. Like
He's genuine.
He's genuine. Yeah. And I don't know every detail about him, but I know who he is
as
a human being.
Yeah.
And I love him.
You know? Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Support Ryan's PayPal. We're trying to get him a teardrop camper RV. So
what?
Yeah, because he
know that.
Because he's gonna possibly be going off
really off the grid.
He's really going off the grid. So definitely I'll have that on this episode too. His PayPal, like you know.
Yeah.
Do what you can, you know, because I don't want him to, you know, I want him to be secure and safe.
Yeah,
1,000%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A little teardrop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you camper.
Needs all the
so
supplies,
yeah,
because
he could live. He could survive. He's a survivalist.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He just, you know, I'd feel better if he had like,
yeah,
you know, whole, like protect, like mm-hmm. a real roof
yes.
where you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched your guys' vlog, but I didn't watch the episode.
Yeah.
Yet, so.
Well, we're trying to, yeah. you know, he's, yeah, he's going to be doing, like a bi-monthly where, you know, he like, see all those cardboards on the edge. Like he's going to get into, you know, he does research with, you know, mm-hmm. he's a deep thinker.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's going to go deep into some subject matters. Can we, since we're at the tail end of this, can we, plug your, Instagram,
yeah,
and then maybe plug your time slot with K Rock,
totally, yes.
and all that. All
right, so you can follow me at Megan Holiday, mm-hmm. and that's MEGAN spelled the regular way, and Holiday with one L,
mm-hmm.
the old-fashioned way. You can hear me on K Rock from every day from 2 to 6 p.m. If you're in the Bay Area, you can hear me on Live 105 from noon to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're in Sacramento. You can mm-hmm. also hear me up there.
Do you guys play Blink 182?
Oh, yeah. We play the shit out of Blink 182.
All right.
Yeah,
tone
Tom
it down.
DeLong.
Tone it down a little bit, though.
On
Tom, shame on you.
No,
I've
Tom
reached,
DeLong.
No, I've reached
Tom
out to
DeLong.
You.
Tom DeLong. Oh, did you?
I went to high school with
you. You did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That makes sense, though. That
can
makes
I show
sense.
You the yearbook real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Just give me.
Okay. What? Hold on. Can I film this? I need to get this in here. Oh my God, I'm
Tom, I'm just kidding. I love you.
Have you talked to him recently?
No, I'm trying. I've been trying to get.
Okay.
I've been trying to.
He's hard to.
Get,
he's hard to
yeah.
wrangle. I've interviewed him a couple times.
So Tom, look. Tom DeLong, comedian.
Along? Where is
right
it?
There.
That's him?
Yeah.
Oh my
and
God.
And then he was also homecoming king.
Was he really?
Yeah.
What?
All the kids like, all everyone loved Tom.
I mean, what's not to love about Tom DeLong?
Hold up, let me see.
And
here.
Tom has really done a lot for the alien community.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Correct. You want to see his yearbook picture?
I would love to.
Okay, there's me. All right. And then let's get to Tom.
Oh my God, it's so cute.
Let me get to Tom. He's 8. Hold up. Let's get in here.
Is your name Steve or Steven?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, it doesn't matter. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. No one. Who's counting?
Try to find him.
Okay.
We're getting close.
We're getting close. We're in the D's.
Where is he? He's got to be around here.
Oh my God! Shut up right now. That is so epic. I love this.
Isn't that crazy?
I love my life.
Tom,
right now.
Holler at me, man. We'll I do know. a 30 minute interview, dude.
Tom, you would love
come
this
on,
show.
Come on, dude. Come on, man.
You would love this show.
We went to high school. Come on,
Did
dude.
Were you friends at all in high school?
He was friends with everybody. We could do a whole, how about next time for your part three?
Okay.
We'll just talk about Tom
DeLonge.
Yeah.
I'm totally down.
He was probably one of the first skateboarders on, at Poway.
Yep.
I remember he could kickflip back then. Mm-hmm. And man, and shout out to my homie Rich Salo, because I'm like, how do I get a hold of Tom? Because Rich, I wrestled with Rich. He was on the wrestling team with me, and he was close with Tom. And I had a call to the
Stars Stars Academy.
Yeah, and then I had to talk to the receptionist. I'm like, I had to convince this lady. I'm like, I went to high school with them. Please, I just want I have a podcast. And Tom,
it's tough. I'll see what I can do for you. My really good friend from high school manages Tom, but there were even times when I tried to get Tom on my podcast, and my buddy was like, I don't know. So you never know. So I'll see what I can do.
30-minute interview.
30 minutes.
You don't have to even cut. Then we'll skateboard. We'll hit up Nicholas. We'll go to the. Tom, please.
I feel like he'd enjoy coming and seeing his yearbook. I think he'd love it. Yeah.
Did he sign it?
Did he? I hope.
Well,
he
that's
did.
For part three.
Okay, part three.
Hey, thanks for coming.
This was so fun.
Go to patreon.com/stevieweeby to help support the platform, and everything else would be in the description of the YouTube channel. Peace.
Peace.
Wow.
Hiding in the crevices, in the coral premises, in my Neverland like Peter Pan, checking messages.
I feel like
it's the way that you grow when you let them go on the edge of plateaus when they push you. Get a shadow in the dark. I'm a millisecond part, a deck of shuffle with the cards. I'm a vortice to heart, like a monk upon the ledge. And I'm trying to do my part before departing from the edge.
I'm a
shark is that a bark, is there remarks about my art aware? Anything we say or do will be demolished like a chair. Tear them down and wear black turns to gray, another hair changes shade to rainy clouds. I'm proud of what you did, allowed me to fly.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.